business tonight here for their awards ceremony and to get everything, and we're going to recognize the accomplishments that they have done throughout the year. It's good to have a lot of parents. Preaching in Cartersville, Georgia tonight, so please remember him in prayer. He's preaching for Brother Sammy Burgess down there. We're going to take this time and turn around and shake hands with some folks. Don't go too far. You may not get your seat back whenever you get back, so turn around and shake hands with somebody tonight.
Let's all sing that chorus together again. Ready? And yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. We'll get started with the one a part of the service in just a moment. Make just a couple announcements for our folks that we need to make. Most of you have your prayer list. We probably won't be going over that tonight. But we do have somebody to add to the hospital list. I found out just right before service that Miss Janita Lowry is in Park Ridge. She's in room 343. So she's been in there since last Friday. And nobody, none of her family called us and let us know or anything. So be in prayer for her. She has pneumonia and everything, so pray for her if you wouldn't put her on your prayer list. And then tomorrow night is visitation. Faith is over with. We ended up our last session of faith last Thursday night, but we will have church-wide visitation. We'll meet over in the office building, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. On Sunday is a special day in our church. Of course, the Chester Joash offering. Everything that we receive on Sunday will go towards our future building. And seeing what God's going to do there. So please remember that. And hopefully by Sunday, we're also going to have a pew list. And if you'd like to purchase a pew and put it, you know, in honor of somebody or a memory of someone, we'll hopefully have all that set up on Sunday. Brother Ken said if you want to buy a pew as your Chester Joash offering, he said that would be just fine too. He told me to make sure that I mentioned that to you. And then, of course, next week, starting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Brother Larry Brown will be with us. Meetings every night, 7 o'clock. Trust me, you don't want to miss a night of this. And those of you that have heard him, you know what I'm talking about. He's my former pastor, my home pastor, and it'll be a real treat. So plan on being here next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night for our revival services. One quick note, we do need a couple of ladies who might be able to help us one night in the nursery. So if you could, please just let me know after service. I'll hang around. I'll make the announcement again at the end of service. We just need a couple. We've already had some ladies volunteer to help us out. So we just need a couple who might be able to help us one night next week. All right? Ushers, let me get you in your places real quick. And we'll do our offering. And that way all of our stuff will be out of the way. And then we'll let Brother Kevin take over. And we'll get to watch all these young people get their awards tonight, all right? All of our offerings on Wednesday night go toward our Bible conference in the fall. And we bring in a lot of preachers, put them up and feed them and all kinds of good stuff. So we're going to pray now and ask God to bless our offering. And then, Brother Kevin, we get finished. It's all yours. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for the joy that you have placed in our lives as believers. Father, we thank you tonight for our Awana ministry, and I pray that you would continue to bless it and continue to use it in a great way. Thank you for all these young people that are here tonight. Thank you for what they've accomplished. Thank you for those who work and those who help. And Father, we just ask you to bless them for what they do. Ask you to bless this offering. Use it in a great way for your work here. We ask you to bless on Sunday. Bless our meeting next week. Bless Brother Ken as he's preaching tonight. I pray that you would fill him with your power and that you would use him and bless him. And bless the meeting down there. Father, we'll thank you and praise you for that. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
I'm not going to scream it tonight like I usually do. Might wake up some of the parents. I don't need this. Okay, that's what you get when you decide at 4 o'clock today that you want to put a video together. But I hope you enjoyed that. Just a little recap of some of the fun that we had in Awana this year. I've got more video, but just didn't have enough time. And the song was only 5 minutes long, so you put in what you can. But I want to welcome all of you here tonight, the parents of all the clubbers, those of you that are members, and those of you that are visiting with us tonight. We want to welcome you to our 2001-2002 Club Year Awards Ceremony. And we're going to try to keep things moving right along as smoothly as possible. As smoothly as you can with 150 kids. But we hope that you enjoy this evening, and we're very proud of all of our clubbers. So many of them have worked extra hard this year. We've got a lot of clubbers that come in towards the end of the year, so they didn't have a chance to really get into their books and finish their books, but we're hoping that they'll come back next year and be a part of the WANA Club. We're going to have a lot of changes coming next year. There's going to be a lot of things different. Our Big Four, third through sixth grade clubs are changing quite a bit, and so we're going to have a lot of fun and exciting new things for all you those that are going up into third grade and will be in third through sixth grade. So you guys want to come back and see what kind of neat things we've got going in the Awana Club next year. But we want to get started, and as always, we start off with our Cubbies, which is our 3 and 4 year olds, and their director is Donna Thompson, and we'll have them come now and present their awards and move right along.
Cubbies are the 3 and 4 year olds. You start Cubbies 2 years before you start kindergarten. And I'm proud of all these Cubbies this year. They finished their books. They've all finished their books, and they're getting their jumper award this year. Also, in presenting certificates to their parents to recognize them for their faithful dedication, guidance, and participation in our club. So I'll just call each name, and we'll give out these awards. James Avery. Charlie's not here, I'm sorry. Mariah Cloud. Colton Corbett. Jeannie Dana Paul. Addison Farmer. Robert Allen Gerard. Chelsea Hickerson. Jordan McKinney. Caleb Perry. He's over there. I don't know if he's going to come up here. Paige Sanford. Maggie Woods and Colby Woods. Good job, guys.
Also, we appreciate all the leaders that help in Cubbies. You saw some of those, Mary Bruce. They work very hard all year long and they do a fantastic job in Cubbies. Cubbies is a great club, and I'm proud of everybody that's involved in that club. And I really appreciate Donna and all the leaders in Cubbies. Now, our next club is one of our larger clubs, and so it is our Sparks Club, which is kindergarten, first, and second graders. So usually what we do every year is we will kind of divide it up in three sections so that we'll recognize our kindergartners first, have them come up, and then we'll recognize first and second, so on. The directors of Sparks is Terry Camp, and we'll have her come up, and we'll get started with the Sparks.
Sorry about that. First, we're going to have the kindergartners, if they'll come up on stage with their leaders. And the leaders working this group are Michelle and Chris Kilby and Meredith Moore. This is probably about half of our kindergartners that we usually have. We're going to start off with the certificates. We have a certificate for Ashley Eller. Savannah Gaffin. And Skylar Price. Next are the clubbers who completed a book. Michaela Cloud not only completed her book, but she reviewed it as well. And next is Amanda Hickerson. She did her book, she completed it, and did a workbook. And that's our kindergarten group. And next is our first grade group. Their leaders are Dana Reed, Larry Camp, Jennifer and Tim Rogers, and Patricia Underwood. Okay, our first certificate is going to Jamel Armon. Cedric Benford, Sarah Clayton, Billy Hurd, Bill McCarter, Amanda Thompson, Andrew Thompson, Michael White, Alex Phillips, and Garrett Woody. And next we have a first book award for Jacob McJunkin. And Madison Moore completed her second book, her review patch, and her workbook pen. Oh, and Alex Patterson, I didn't get you there. Next is our second graders.
their leaders are Connie Woody, Eric Allen, Janice Haney, Marty Gaffin, Natalie Woodard, and Jeff and Chrissy Patterson. Our first certificate is going to Tony Austin. Okay, that's all the ones that are here on that. Our first look award is for Ashley Eves. Alex Jarvis. Okay, our second book awards are going to Janie Daggett. Allison Holcomb. Courtney Kennedy. Chandler McKinney. And the next award is the hardest book we have. And we had two clevers complete it. One is going to Brandon Sutton. And to Gavin Wiley. Give out our two of our special awards. We're going to give out a merit award for one of the clubbers that just did an excellent job in club, was an outstanding clubber all around, and that's going to Courtney Kennedy. And our Clubber of the Year for the 2002 year is Gavin Wiley. One more presentation to make. The clubbers had a section in their book where they had to bring missions money 4 weeks in a row. And they saved up some money, and we're going to present that to one of our own missionaries, to Wendy and David Cloud, if they'll come receive this check.
Now, if I can get Brandon and Joshua to come up here. These guys wanted to ask if they could sing a song that they sang at the talent show. So, y'all just sit back.
And relax.
This is yellow and red.
He's a master, a savior, a father of friends.
defender, a great physician, a helper, a healer, creator of you. But when it comes to sin,
he's a Terminator too.
He'll terminate, terminate, terminate the evil in you. His blood will erase your sin when you ask him to.
Told you. You guys did a great job. Great job. Next is our third and fourth grade girls club, which is our chums club. And the director of that club is Tracy Marl, and ask them to come now.
Are supposed to follow me. They can't be as nervous as I am because they don't have to say anything. Normally we average 15 to 20 girls a week. We've had two girls saved outside of club this year. First, I'd like to recognize our leaders. Our first one would be our secretary, Frances Hilton. Then I have four leaders, Stacy Workman, Debbie Bennett, Star Medeiros, and Michelle Moore. Our first awards, we're going to give participation certificates. The first one goes to Cedrilla Benford. Brianna Loveless, Rachel Reed, and Amber Thomas. Our next award is for girls that have completed their first book. Karen Collier. Tate Smith. Whitney Workman. Quintana Nance. Brittany Jackson. Our next award goes to girls that have been in CHUMS 2 years and they completed their second handbook. Chelsea Morrow. And Jamie Smith. Also have certificates for girls that have earned CHUM of the Month throughout the year. I have to hand those to Nick. Whitney Workman. Tate Smith. Quintana Nance. Brianna Loveless. Chelsea Morrow. And Jamie Smith. A special award I'd like to give out tonight. It's for a very outstanding clubber. She finished her book early. If I had to describe this girl, she's always providing laughs, very energetic. She's very special. She took part in quizzing and Olympics, and she worked very hard to finish her book. And that I have an award, a victory trophy for Tate Smith. We have another trophy. It's called the Iwana Workman Trophy. This girl always came to club prepared. She always had sections to do. She did complete her book. She also represented our church in quizzing. I'm so proud of her achievements. She was always one of our top girls, and this award goes to Quintana Nance. We have two certificates for award of merits we'd like to give. The first girl worked very hard to finish her book. She was on the Olympic team. She went on visitation this year. She has brought several friends to club, and she also led one of her friends to school to the Lord. So this award goes to Whitney Workman. Our other award of merit goes to a girl that she came to CHUMS last year. She came toward the end of the year. She came back this year, finished her book, and then reviewed the first part of her book. This award goes to Karen Collier. Clover of the Year goes to a girl that is in her princess book. This award goes to a girl that has done a fantastic job. She came to club every night. She went on visitation. She was a quizzer. She was on the Olympic team. She's always wearing her uniform, always smiling. She completed last year's book and this year's book, and that award goes to Jamie Smith. We have another Clubber of the Year because we actually had a tie. This award goes to a girl that came to club every night, same as the first, visitation, quizzing, Olympics. She completed her handbook this year, and that award goes to Chelsea Morrow. We have one other thing. Chelsea and Jamie right here had to do what they call a missionary minute in their notebook, where they had to do things like chores, but they were not allowed to ask to be paid for it. They had to earn the money, and they both have something to give to the clouds as well. So if they would come up. Are they still here? Yeah. They don't want to leave.
The next club is our Pals Club, which is our third and fourth grade boys, and their director is Tony Bennett.
Anxious, Dylan?
We're the Pals, the third and fourth grade boys, and we have quite a few of our clubbers here tonight, I'm happy to say. But first of all, I want to recognize all of our leaders that are in the club this year. First, celebrating his fourth year in Pals. He is a interim Pals director for 1 year and a team leader for 3 years. I'd like to recognize Dale Domer. And our leader and club secretary for the past couple of years is my wife, Lisa Bennett. First year as a leader this year, I'd like to recognize Danny Hickerson. And just for confusion, his first year, this is Tony Bennett. I don't have Alex up here, but I'd like to also recognize Alex Padgett. This is his first year, too. Thanks, Alex. And finally, in his third year helping out in Pals, is Paul Reed. Okay, now for the clubbers. First of all, I'd like to recognize all the clubbers that were in Pals this year, and they get a certificate for participating. I'd like to recognize Billy Adams, Miss Lisa, B.J. Avery, Tyler Bennett, Alex Compton, Jared Harmon, Dylan Medeiros, William Matthew, Daniel O'Meary, Logan Reel, Ladarius Sanford, And I wanted to say something about Ladarius. He earned his uniform just a couple of weeks ago, but we don't have one his size, so he does have his uniform. Okay. Next is Tyler Sanford, Jake Spence, Joshua Sutton, Matthew Townsend, Tevin Watkins, and Nolan Woody. All right, our clubber of the month for the month of April this past month and getting a blue ribbon is Daniel O'Meary. We also are handing out awards for the team of the year, and that goes to the team that had the most total accumulated points over the past year. And that year, this year is going to the green team, and it is Billy Adams, Daniel O'Meary, Jake Spence, and Matthew Townsend. We have four clubbers that have completed their first book this year, the Brave Handbook, and receiving their first book ribbon.
Dylan Medeiros. And just barely at the end of the year, Tevin Watkins. We have one clubber that completed his second book this year, the Warrior Handbook, and receiving an excellence trophy this year is Tyler Sanford. All right. Now we have a pal that was receiving a merit ribbon for being the first one to complete his handbook from cover to cover this year, and he did it in record time. And not only did he do that, but he completed his Brave Handbook Review, and he gets a reward for that as well, and that's Dylan Medeiros. And our other merit or ribbon tonight goes to the Most Improved Pal since last year. Just a little bit of a background, a handbook is divided into several different levels, and each level is made up of sections for a clubber to complete. The first five levels are his rank trail and his four Bible drills, and they average about nine sections of memorization and Bible studies. Then he has remaining four levels are activities in missions, patriotism, environment, and health, and then also in service. And these are about 1 to 3 sections. Well, by the end of last year, this clubber had only finished his first level, his rank trail, and one activity in his first handbook. But this year, he not only finished his first handbook, but he has also completed 5 of the 9 sections in his second handbook. And the Most Improved Pal this year is Matthew Townsend. All right, next we give out the Gold Victory Trophy. This year goes to the Brave of the Year, and this year is Dylan Medeiros. The PALS Warrior of the Year this year, receiving the Awana Workman Trophy, is Tyler Sanford. And the Clubber of the Year Trophy for his participation in the Grand Prix and Bible quizzing in Olympics and for completing the most sections of any clubber this year goes to Matthew Townsend. And our final award tonight is the Dwayne Sharp Memorial Award. And this award goes to a pal that also participated in the Grand Prix in Bible quizzing and won Olympics. He didn't do a great deal of sections for most of the year, but he really came on strong towards the end. He wore his uniform. He had regular attendance in club. But most important, and I stress this here, most important reason that this pal is being honored is that his behavior has been an example for all the pals. He has always been respectful, and he has never tried to get away with anything. And for the clubber that most exemplifies the PAL motto, which is the other boy for Christ, this year's Dwayne Sharp Memorial Award goes to Nolan Woody. Nolan gets a plaque for this award, and he also gets his name permanently affixed to this plaque that hangs over in the Family Life Center. While they're going down, I wanted to say, don't y'all think that Mr. Kevin has done a wonderful job this year? Well, we would like to, all of the leaders would like to give this to Kevin Hopkins and show him a little bit of our appreciation for what he's done.
And our last club for the evening. No, wait a minute. About to out the Pioneers. Next is our fifth and sixth grade girls. Y'all thought we were just about done, didn't you? That's what we're thinking, you know, come about 8 o'clock when y'all are starting to walk over across the street and we still have 30 minutes. Next year, if you start coming over at 8, we're gonna put you to work. Our next group is our fifth and sixth grade girls. And their director is Angie McGoy, and we'll have those come now.
Well, as Kevin said, this is our fifth and sixth grade girls, and tonight we'll start out with our participation certificates. Connie, you got that? Okay, the first one goes to Whitney Benford. Okay, Laricia Kate Park. Abby Hensley. Caitlin Kennedy. Carrie Ann Love. Ashley McCarter, Kristen Pearson, Megan Reed, Priscilla Robinson, Jordan Spence, Summer Sweeney, Holly Thompson, Portia Pratt, Casey Lucas, Christy Taylor, Jessica Menace, and Taylor Chance. Okay, our next awards are our book awards, and for completing two books this year, our Excellence Trophy goes to Jordan Spence. Next, we have a plaque that will go to our third book people. That's Megan Reed. And when I say three handbooks, this starts once they get in third grade. They can third and fourth grade, they have a handbook each. And then when they get in fifth and sixth, two more. So we start accumulating books once they start in the third grade. So these girls have completed their third and fourth grade book and their fifth grade book. So y'all are not confused. Holly Thompson, Kristen Pearson, and Abby Hensley. Okay, we have some participation ribbons tonight. We've got one for Kristen Pearson. Larissa Kate Park, Whitney Benford, Abby Hensley, and Ashley McCarter. Next, we have some merit ribbons. We would like to award. We have two young ladies that will be receiving these. These girls, they have worked hard this year. They did not complete their handbook, but they almost did. So we want to recognize their hard work. Carrie Ann Love and Jordan Spence. Okay, our next is our Awana Workman Trophy, and this goes to a young lady who has exemplified Christian service, not only in club, but also at school in their neighborhood. And this girl's all the time coming in, you know, telling us how she had talked to others about the Lord, and I think maybe she'd even led a young lady to the Lord that she went to school with. She's not here tonight, but this goes to Tamika Horton. And also we have a gold victory trophy. This goes to a young lady. She was real faithful this year. She wore a uniform. She participated in Grand Prix. She did our quizzing, Olympics. And she fell just right under our Clubber of the Year. And but she worked real hard. She deserves recognition. This goes to Megan Reed. All right, and for our Clubber of the Year, she also participated in our Grand Prix and our quizzing, Olympics, anything you ask her to do, she was willing to do it. Our Clubber of the Year for this year, 2002, is Holly Thompson. Also, we'd like to recognize our sixth graders. They'll be leaving us this year, moving up to our teen department. We hope they will come back and be faithful. If all of our sixth graders will just kind of take a step out. Miss April has something special for all you guys. Good job, girls. Also, I'd like to recognize my leaders. They're not all present tonight, but I've got Connie Seals back here. She's serving her seventh year. April Childers, she just stepped out. She's in her sixth year. Nikki Wellington, she's in school. This is her second year with us. And Lanone Allen and Misty Toby. And then our secretary, we couldn't make it without her. She's our record keeper. She's whatever. They've kind of changed our system around, and the secretary does really everything. So anyway, we're proud for her, Tammy Padgett. So, and let's give one more round of applause for our fifth and sixth graders and all of our ribbon receivers tonight. Good job. Yep, y'all can take off.
Okay, I was given a note, and I feel like Brother Ken, I was given a note, and we've got some young ladies in the guards that would like for y'all to know that they had graduated today from fifth grade, and they're going on to sixth grade, and they're pretty excited about that. Portia, Casey, Whitney, Larissa, and Priscilla. And we're proud of them for graduating today and moving on to sixth grade. Okay. Our fifth and sixth grade boys club is the Pioneers, and their director is Robert Wiley. We'll have them come now and give their awards. Got to get over my nerves here for a moment, you know. We've got a pretty good sized group of boys here tonight, but it's by far not the whole club. You got to squeeze on over there a little bit, guys. We want everybody to be able to see you. Mom might want to take a picture. Okay. First, I'd like to say it's been a really exciting year this year. Our nightly average has increased. We're averaging at least 16 or more boys almost every night of the club, which is a couple more than last year. So what that means is we're able to share God's word with more boys. And that certainly is a privilege. I thank the church for that. I thank all of you for praying for us, for bringing your boys and girls in. That's what the club's all about, sharing God's love with the boys and girls. In order to do that, we have to have leaders that are here each and every night. And I'd like to recognize our leaders that we have here with us tonight first. Debbie Smith is here. She has been with Awana for several years. She's been our working as our secretary, has been a great asset to the whole club. Tom Blair helped out last year and returned this year, and we really certainly appreciate that. So this is his second year with Awana. Larry Scott is not here tonight, but I think a lot of you know him, and a lot of the boys have asked about him. He's been out part of this spring. He's a new father, but this is his second year, and we really appreciate him and his effort for being with us. Also, new leaders this year, Stephen Green is here. And we also, Jeff Woodard came out and helped us this year. And I'm pleased to say that I've got commitments, I think, from everyone to be back next year. So that's exciting, too. We had also David Cloud helped us several times this year, and also my wife Sherry came out and helped. Let's see, what else? I'm going to pass on all the other stuff I got written out there. We're going to get on to recognizing the boys. It looks like I think we've got 14 boys up here tonight. And as I said, we usually have 16, 17 boys almost every night. Well, first thing we're going to do is award certificate of appreciation and thanks for their efforts. And Debbie Smith is going to come forward and take care of that for us.
Actually, this part of the ceremony is going to be totally different than any part we've had this tonight. Actually, I dressed Ms. Sherry Trivett and I don't know if I don't see her out there, but we had dressed alike tonight because we were actually going to do that Terminator song. But I couldn't get the voice thing down, so we asked Joshua and Brandon to do it for us. So. This group of boys they were absolutely wonderful this year. Actually, to be honest with you, in all the years that I've been in Awana, there hasn't been as many boys finish a book as we have had this year. So actually, to be honest with you, all of them really deserve a trophy because they have been exceptional this year. But we couldn't give a trophy to everyone, so we did do some certificates. Now, these certificates are fun certificates. They are not your Awana regulation certificates, trust me. They are just for fun. The first award I'd like to give tonight to two boys. They are new boys. They haven't been coming for very long. They were very eager, though, to get right in and get started. They were Johnny on the spot. I mean, if you asked them to do anything, they were willing. The biggest thing they did was when they would say their verses, they would come up to me so excited to say them while I was doing my book work, and I couldn't hear almost, you know, I couldn't hear all the time. And it sounded good, but they did twist a few verses around and add a few verses to other verses. So to them, I give the Twisted Verse Award, and that goes to Edward, Colin, and Harvey White. My next award is to also a new clubber. He hasn't been here but just maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and he got in there right quick and did as many verses as he could, passed his entrance test, and was very upset that we didn't have any more books left for him, so we quickly ordered him one, and actually he's going to be working through the summer on his book. And so I give him the Most Eager Beaver Award, and that goes to T.J. Thomas. Okay, this clover was just, again, outstanding, participated in everything, was willing to do anything asked of him, and to him I give the Best All-Around Award. That's Alex Cooper. The next two awards are kind of crazy awards, not that the others haven't, but these two clovers were neck and neck the whole year. Sometimes we had to look to just make sure that their uniform was tucked in or try to find something that just was off on one of them so we could just give one award, because every night we would give award to a clover. And these two boys, both were tied, like I said, almost the whole year, but toward the ending, one of them actually really did pull ahead on a couple of weeks, maybe two only. And so I give to this one clubber the Jacob Award, because he was actually the firstborn. So he says he beat him at birth and he's beat him again, and that's Micah Moore. And to his brother, who was always right behind him, the Second Brother Award. My next award is to a clover who laughed about everything. He enjoyed it. I give him the Chuckler Award. That's Kyle Vaughn. My next two awards are two clovers who tried to throw me off a couple of times by saying their verses so fast I couldn't really catch all of it in there. I'd have to have them repeat it several times. These two clovers are get the Speedy Speaker Award. That's Brennan Morrow and Brandon Daggett. My next award is for a clover that I don't see up here, but he may be here in the audience, so I'm going to go ahead and give it anyway. He has really, really come a long way. He's really matured. And actually, to be honest with you, I think he thinks he's too mature to be up here. So I give him the Mr. Maturity Award, and that goes to Jonathan Berry. And I do see him. My next award goes to, and I don't see him here at all tonight. No. My next award goes to a child who is the sweetest boy, and he was so willing. Of course, he's going to kill me for this now to think about it, but he was so willing to do anything, just had a great attitude the whole year long, said his verses, said his sections. And I give to this clubber the Most Aggressive Award, because he has a trophy on his hand right now, but he even was willing to sacrifice a finger just to win in a ball game. That's Corey Warren. Okay, and my next three awards go to some very, very special clubbers. these boys got my Hope Award. Now, the Hope Award stands for, well, let me explain. Every day they would check in, I had to ask them several questions. Did you attend Sunday school? Did you bring your Bible? Got your uniform? Bring a visitor? Did you bring your dues? Of course, the reply was, yes, I got my dues. But I never saw the dues until I would say, dues? So this Hope Award goes to Hope I Can Keep My Dues. I don't know how much money they made off of Awana parents, but they did good. Christopher Sherwood, Stephen Gaffin, and Zachary Seals. They did always turn in their dues. My last award goes to a clubber who has been consistent for years. I mean, he's just been in there day in, day out, doing his verses, saying his quota for the year. for the night, I mean, you actually have to say, I think, two or three verses in order to get through a whole book. And he was very consistent with that. That's Charlie Webb. And my last award goes to a leader. This leader can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, sew you up some costumes, come up with a plan. I mean, he can do it all. And to our leader of the year, or in our group anyway, the best group, Robert Wiley.
I gotta say, we've got a great group of leaders and a wonderful group of young men here. I thank you all for your effort and your time this year. And I know we're gonna lose, gosh, how many boys we're losing? About 12 of our boys are moving out of the club on into the middle school program. We'll be back in the back end of the church next year. We hate to lose them, but that's part of life. Moving on. Now we got some more recognition. First thing we want to do is to recognize a clubber with a trophy that's designated as the Workman of the Year. We've chosen this clubber because he's always exhibited the characteristics of a Christian workman. He's always helpful and polite, on his best behavior, constantly working to complete his book. And that may have given you a hint right there. Workman of the Year goes to Charlie Webb. And our second award is a meritorious award. This one is given to a fifth grader who has exhibited Christian traits of character, integrity, consistently working. This young man has worked constantly all year. Consistently working on his verses. When he comes to the club, he's ready to say his verses. And this young man is Christopher Sherwood with a meritorious award. We have a second meritorious award. Also, we think of characteristics of character and integrity. This young man has been active throughout the club year, has completed his handbooks, and is always willing to assist and help out, and almost always is quiet and attentive. He's a great clubber. I'm just picking on him a bit. But we give the second meritorious award to Micah Moore. So the next award that we have is given to a fifth grade clubber with, we're recognizing traits of leadership and honor with this award for a young man who, again, it's hard to say sometimes something unique. All of these young men have worked very well. We'll have some more awards in a moment. You'll realize that they've all completed their handbooks. They've all done a great job all year. But with his victory trophy, we'd like to recognize Brennan Morrill for his effort throughout the year. You know, I hate to do this. I'm embarrassing myself. I've done this all year. I've known these boys for 2 years now, and I keep continuing to get them backwards. But I'm going to have to ask you to pass your award off to your brother. That's my bad. I've done that so many times. They're supposed to be twins, but... I'm sure most of you guys do a better job than I do with that. Got him all excited there on that. I'm going to have to make that up to him already now. The last trophy that we have here tonight, well, not the last trophy, but this trophy, the honor trophy we're giving to a sixth grade clubber, again, for leadership and honor. A young man who's worked all year, has consistently worked on his handbook, been involved in all kind of activities, always had a great attitude, fun to work with, and just really appreciate his effort, and we hate to be losing him, as I said before. And this the honor trophy represents the clubber of the year, and this clubber is Zachary Seals. I turned my pages a little faster earlier, and I skipped the book completion awards before I went to the trophies. But we're going to go back now to the excellence trophy or excellence plaque, which represents the completion of 3 handbooks throughout the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade years. And we have 4 clubbers listed. This is recognition. You can realize these are the kind of boys and girls that are continually striving to achieve their goals. So these 4 boys have completed 3 handbooks, and yes, 3 handbooks. That's Brennan Morrow, Christopher Sherwood, Brandon Daggett, and Stephen Gaffin. And as Tony was saying earlier, these books are not necessarily simple. They're pretty lengthy. There's a lot of verses. I think about an average of 50, 55 verses to learn, as well as Bible drills and different studies, activities in the community and at home. We have also 4 boys who, over the past 4 years, have completed all 4 of their handbooks, and 2 in the PALS and 2 in the Pioneers. These boys are Charlie Webb, Michael Moore, and Zachary Seals. So that completes the awards that we have for tonight. Once again, I'd like to say thank you for all of your prayers and your support for the Awana program. Thanks, boys.
Okay, I think we finally got our piano player, and the girls wanted to do a song for you. Some of the girls, and they did this the other night, and we want to give any time they want to sing a song about the Lord. We want to encourage that, and I know that you guys have been very patient, and we appreciate it. We have a few more things after this, and we'll be done, I promise. But we want them to sing this song, and these are some of our guards, and here they go. Good job, girls. I know we don't have all of our clubbers here tonight, because I know that some of the ones that we went to pick up tonight weren't at home, and I know that we've got several that I did not see. But those that are here tonight, if you got saved this year in Awana or during the Awana club year, could you stand, please? Thank you. We're so proud of you. And you guys are the reason that we come here every week on Wednesdays. And all of you clubbers are the reason we come every week, because we want you to know that Jesus died on the cross to save you. Even though you may be a small child, he came to save you just as much as he did me. A few very important people to me, besides all of our directors that we've had up here tonight and our leaders, that I want to recognize. Some are my van drivers. And if I can just get, when I call your name, if I can get you to stand, don't duck down there, Steve. These guys have helped me out all year long, and I appreciate them. And very much. I've got several that helped out here in the East Lake area and around the church, and they would switch out and helped out a lot. They are one of the vans here was Steve Green, Tom Blair, and Monty Daggett. We appreciate them. And in my Eastridge van pretty much all year long. He drove the van every week, was very consistent and always here. And I appreciate him very, very, very much, and that is Steve Vaughn. Now I got to drive the black van. Let me tell you, that one's a winner. The kids asked me, when are we going to get to ride on the good van? I said, this is it. But I am thankful that the church allowed us to purchase that van, the third van this year. We could not have done what we did without that van. Just to give you an example of just who we were able to get tonight. If you ride on one of the three vans, could you stand up, please? If you ride on one of the three vans. As you can see, thanks guys. As you can see, if we didn't run these vans, our club would be a lot smaller. And I can tell you right now, if we had another one, we'd fill it. And just about every week I have to tell these clubbers that I can't go pick up somebody else because the van's already full. And so if Lord ever opens the door for another van, of course I'm going to have to plead for more drivers, but I know he'll fill it. And that is something that's very important to me, and that's why I get out there on that van every week. Because that is something that I believe is very important, that we reach out to our community. So, guys, we're glad that you're here. And don't forget, after church, you've got to get on the vans and go home. Also, this year I was fortunate enough to have two secretaries, and that helped me out. So, basically, everyone said I did nothing because I had two secretaries. But I couldn't have done what I did and getting all the awards together and ordered and counting everything up each week and just organizing and doing everything without my wife, Emily, and also Jennifer Sanford. Thank you. Also, what is Awana without your game director? Monty Daggett. Monty's my right-hand man and always helps me out if on the rare occasions I've had to miss, he steps in and helps keep some order in the chaos, and I appreciate him very much. Of course, I appreciate all my directors. They work very hard throughout the year, and this year has been, I would have to say, one of our very best years that we've had. We did not have a great increase in numbers, but I've seen a great increase in the spiritual growth of the clubbers and of the leaders. And I think we've got a richer club now, and I believe that the growth will just happen out of that, and we may see that in the years to come. But I've got three directors that are moving on to other things. And I want to acknowledge them and for all their hard work and let them know that I appreciate them. If they could come up here real quick, Tracy Morrow, Tony Bennett, and Angie McGoy. Talking about the sixth graders that we hate to lose, I really hate to lose these directors, but I am one, being a preacher's kid and being involved in several different things over the years, I'm one that truly understands that you have to do what God tells you to do. And if God says it's time to move on to something else, then you need to do it. Whether it seems like it might be the best thing for the club or for the church or whatever, you have to do what God tells you to do, and I honor that and I respect that. And I just want to thank these directors and all the directors for doing such a wonderful job this year and all the years that they have served. The last award tonight is the Jeanette Jeffries Leadership Award. And this is in honor of Jeanette Jeffries, who passed away several years ago. And we recognize a leader each year in this category. We have a plaque that is displayed next door, and we have a plaque for them to go home. This year, the Leadership Award was a hands down, and it goes to someone who I have a great amount of respect for, and everything that she's been through has showed me that no matter how hard my day seems and no matter how hard my week has been, that I can still come on Wednesday nights and I can give what I have to give to Juana. And she has definitely been an encouragement to me, and I want to honor her, and it is Mary Bruce. Parents, thank you for allowing us the opportunity, the privilege, and the honor to work with your kids every Wednesday. And I know that our leaders and the kids are ready for a break for the summer, but I am looking forward to coming back next year and seeing even more lives changed for Christ. And it's just an honor. It is. I was doing good. It is an honor to be a part of this ministry. And I thank the church for supporting it. I thank the Sunday school classes that support us financially each week. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. And I appreciate the church and all of you that have given out of your pocket to support, and those of you that pray for us, continue to do so. We're going to have to make some changes next year, and I know that God's going to put the people in the positions that He needs. And some of you may be sitting over here on Wednesday nights, and you know in your heart that you should be over there. And next year, I want to see you over there. And I know everyone wants to come here because Brother Ken is one of the best preachers in the world, and they want to come over here on Wednesday nights and get what he has. But there is something that you can give and something that you can do, and sometimes it just means being an ear to listen or being someone who just cares. That's all you have. That's all you have to do, and that's all you have to be able to do. But thank you for sitting here. I know this goes so long, but we want to honor all of those kids and all the leaders that have worked so hard. And thank you for being patient and during this ceremony, and thank you for coming tonight.
All right, let's all stand. We'll be dismissed tonight, and just let that be the ending of our service. Tell you what, it's one thing about this, I know we went longer tonight than we normally do on a Wednesday night, but one thing this does is it lets you see what you give every week, what you pray for every week. You get to see it in action on a night like this. And so that makes it all worthwhile. If you're here tonight, I know we've got a lot of guests, a lot of visitors from the area, those maybe who you attend another church, maybe you don't attend church at all. We'd like to encourage you, if you do not have a home church, to consider Temple as your place, and come visit us again, please. If there may be one here tonight who you're seeing all this and everything we do tonight and everything we do in every part of our ministry.